Welcome to the video broadcast of Zion Memorial Missionary Baptist Church with pastor and teacher, Reverend Dr. Randall Kane Jr. Zion Memorial Missionary Baptist Church is located at 101 North Dunleith Avenue in Winston-Salem. Please sit back and enjoy this message already in progress.
Beloved, on this Sunday, the day after our adult prom, well, we had a wonderful time. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
A joyous time. Somebody say amen. A good time with each other, somebody say amen.
Amen.
Keeping it holy but getting it popping, somebody say amen.
Amen.
We have a word from the Lord.
Amen.
As we continue our journey through our three-part sermon series, Stop Looking Back. Amen. Beloved, I want to ask you a question. Before you gave your life to God through Jesus Christ as guided by the Holy Spirit, what was your name? Sounds like a simple question. But there is more to the question than the simplicity of the question. You see, beloved, all of us were somebody before we gave our lives to God through Jesus Christ, as guided by the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
And beloved, on the day that we gave our lives to God through Jesus Christ, as guided by the Holy Spirit, our lives changed. But for many of us, for most of us, perhaps for all of us, we still had the same name. But beloved, when people called our names after we had given our lives to God through Jesus Christ as guided by the Holy Spirit, they were calling a different person. A person with the same name, but in reality, a new name. Beloved, the title of today's message is Stop Looking Back, Part 2. A new name. A new name. Beloved, how old were you when you began following God? For me, I was 23 years old. Beloved, how old are you now and how long have you been following God? For me, I'm now 56 years old. I know I don't look like it. We'll be 57 years old on July 17th. And I have been following God for almost 34 years, well more than half of my life. Now, beloved, in following God, I have not been perfect. Nor do I burden myself with the expectation that I'll ever be perfect. But I am absolutely still following God.
Amen.
Now, beloved, some people get hung up on chronology and age. There is an age that you're supposed to get baptized. And some people treat it like there's an expiration date on salvation. And some, beloved, act as if there's an age when they have done enough for God. Can sit back, relax. Take it easy. Now, beloved, neither age is in the Holy Bible. But let's keep it real. Sometimes as Christians, we can make some things up as we go along.
Amen.
You see, beloved, God calls you when God calls you. You see, beloved, when God calls you, God intends to use you until the day that you die. You see, beloved, when we left Abram last Sunday, when he began to follow God, Abram was 75 years old last Sunday. Today, beloved, when we visit with Abram again on this Sunday, we find that he is now 99 years old. As revealed in Genesis 17:1, and when Abram was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. Beloved, God was still calling Abram, hear me right, was still instructing Abram, hear me right, was still encouraging Abram, hear me right. And beloved, Abram was 99 years old. Yesterday we celebrated our sisters with the 94th birthday at the adult prom. Abram was 99 years old. You see, beloved, you are never too old to hear from God. And you should therefore always continue to be open to hearing from God. Your age, if anything, should prayerfully give you many more years, many more tests, and many more testimonies. And if you've been dutiful in following God, you will allow God to command you to walk before God, and you will do your best to obey God, and you will obey God as we have often sang, I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. And beloved, if you will trust in the Lord, follow the Lord, and obey the Lord until you die, then God has some promises for you. You see, beloved, Abram had been trusting, following, and obeying God for 24 years. And at 99 years old, Abram was not dead yet. And so at 99 years old, God had more for Abram. Beloved, your faith walk with God should be a walk with God where you allow God to take more and more of your life over as you humbly submit more and more of your life over to God. Amen. And beloved, as God sees you trusting God more and more in faith, then, beloved, God will faithfully entrust more and more to you. Some of us have no more than what we have because God can't trust us with what we already got. You see, beloved, God told Abram in Genesis 17 and 2, and I will make my covenant between me and thee and will multiply thee exceedingly. Hear me right. God did not say that God was going to add to Abram. God said multiply. That was God's math at work. You see, beloved, 1 + 1 = 2. And you see, beloved, 1 × 1 = 1. That's simple math. And you see, beloved, 2 + 2 = 4. And you see, beloved, 2 × 2 = 4. That is simple math. But beloved, then we get to God's math. And then something begins to change with God's math. You see, beloved, we serve the triune God. God in three persons. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So beloved, when we get to 3 in math, everything begins to change. You see, beloved, 3 + 3 = 6. But beloved, 3 × 3 = 9. And beloved, the multiplication continues to create significantly larger numbers as you move forward than what you get with simple addition. And again, beloved, God did not say that God was going to add to Abram. Again, God said that God was going to multiply thee exceedingly. And when God said this to Abram, Genesis 17 and 3 reveals, and Abram fell on his face. Yes. Beloved, has God ever done anything for you? Yes. Well, you had to thank God, yes, for being better to you, yes, than you deserve. Beloved, have you or your loved ones been at death's door and then had to tell the grim reaper one day, but not today? And then had God make a way? Maybe, beloved, you ought to praise God for that right now. Beloved, have you or your loved ones ever been beyond poor to the point of being poor? And then had some financial manna from heaven poured into your life in such a way that you knew that God had made a way. Maybe, beloved, you ought to praise God for that right now. Beloved, have you ever, you or your loved ones, experienced burned bridges, high walls, stony paths? Have you have tried to love the unreasonable, have tried to love the unlikable, have tried to love the unlovable, and then like the sun breaking through to open up a new day, found reconciliation with some of the same unreasonable, unlikable, unlovable people, such that you now know that people truly can change as you learn that God had made a way? Maybe, beloved, you ought to praise God for that right now. You see, beloved, when you begin to praise God for what God has done, you keep the windows of heaven open for God to bless you even more. As God did for Abram, as revealed in Genesis 17, 3 through 4, and God talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Beloved, something happens when you begin to earnestly, consistently, faithfully follow God. What happens is that God will make a promise to you when you begin your faith walk with God, such as the promise that God made to, hear me right, Abram in Genesis 12 and 2, and I will make of thee a great nation. A great nation. And then, beloved, as you continue to walk with God, God will make new promises. B, bigger promises, better promises, such as the promise that God made to Abram after Abram had walked with God for 24 years. Thou shalt be a father of many nations. For 24 years, he had been looking for one. Now after 24, he said, you're going to be many. Beloved, hear me right. You cannot be a start-stop Christian and expect to get the best that God has for you. It just don't work. If you want to get the best from God, then you have got to go all the way with God. Amen. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Anybody know what I'm talking about? Anybody know what I'm talking about? You see, beloved, when you go all the way with God, God will begin to change things. And beloved, hear me right. God will begin to change you. God will change you. For God saw that Abram needed a new name to receive all that God had in store for him, as God continued in Genesis 17 and 5. Neither shall thy name anymore be called Abram, but thy name shall be called Abraham. For a father of many nations have I made thee. Beloved, in Hebrew, Abraham means exalted father or father lifted up. Beloved, while some have tried to say that Abraham means father of many or father of a multitude, in fact, in Hebrew, Abraham means the same thing as Abram means, exalted father or father lifted up. So, beloved, when we say Abram or Abraham, the name means the same thing. But in reality, beloved, God called Abram, Abram for one purpose, and God called Abraham, Abraham for another purpose. God gave Abram a new name, Abraham, on purpose. You see, beloved, on top of the sevenfold blessing that God gave to Abram in Genesis 12 that we studied last Sunday, God promised another sevenfold blessing unto Abraham. Somebody ought to say, ain't God good? How good, beloved? Beloved, Genesis 17, 6 through 9 reveals how good. And I will make thee exceeding fruitful. And I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee and their generations, for an everlasting covenant to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. And I will give unto thee and to thy seed after thee the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. Beloved, how good is God? God was good enough to Abraham to take a 99-year-old man, well beyond the time that one would think about having children, and promise to make children of this 99-year-old man. Beloved, no matter how old you are, what God has promised to you is still a promise that God intends to make good on. Somebody say, what God has for me, it is for me. Beloved, how good is God? God was good enough to Abraham, beloved, to not only give him children, but these children would not simply fill his house, but his children would be the progeny who will be the originators, the ancestors, and the descendants of nations and kings. Beloved, no matter how you look at your children, grandchildren, or great-grandchildren, so on and so forth, do know that God has a call on their lives. And if it is apocalyptic greatness to make dunamis change in this world, then that is a promise that God intends to make good on. Somebody say, what God has for me, it is for me. Beloved, how good is God? God was good enough to Abraham to establish a covenant, an unbreakable promise and commitment with and to Abraham, as well as with and to Abraham's children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, his legacy and eternal seed. Beloved, do know that every single child, life, personal, you have offered the promise of God to is a part of Abraham's legacy too. A promise that God intends to make good on. Somebody say, what God has for me,
it is for me.
beloved, how good is God? God was good enough to Abraham to promise to be Abraham's God forever and to be God over Abraham's seed forever too. Beloved, God has promised to be your God. And God has promised to be the God of your children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. Every life that you have helped to bring to Christ, whether of your womb and loins or not. And that is a promise that God intends to make good on. Somebody say, what God has for me.
It is for me.
Beloved, how good is God? God was good enough to Abraham to take a nomad man with no real land and to give him a new name and to give him and his people a land which was not yet their land. Beloved, God has promised you, born into this world full of hope, if you would dare to be faithful, to be the God who will never leave you nor forsake you, expanding the territory of your godly, God-filled influence so that you can take authority for God in a way that will truly show this world that you are God's and that God is yours, a promise that God intends to make good on. Somebody say, what God has for me,
it is for me.
Beloved, it is for you if you will do one thing. Stay faithful to God.
Yes.
As revealed in Genesis 17:9, and God said unto Abraham, not Abram, but Abraham, thou shalt keep my covenant, therefore, thou and thy seed after thee in their generations. Beloved, God has not shown you, revealed to you, manifested all that God has for you. Don't think that you have run out of the blessings of God. Beloved, if you die, hear me right, believing, then it may be shown, revealed, and manifested in your seed that comes after you. And you may see the blessing that you had been believing in while you were on this side of glory, hear me right, come to pass while you are on the other side of glory. With a cloud of witnesses who have gone on before us all. Beloved, during Black History Month last year, I preached about we are 1619 people. You are the descendants of those who were enslaved, who dreamed of their future children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren being free. They died slaves, but they rejoiced in heaven when their children were set free. Therefore, beloved, you need to maintain the covenant by keeping faith in God. And beloved, as you maintain your covenant, as you maintain your faith, do know that God is working everything out in your life for you. You see, beloved, 99-year-old Abraham, who used to be Abram, was not on this journey alone. You see, beloved, Abraham, who used to be Abram, had a wife, Sarah. And beloved, as God was working on Abraham, who used to be Abram, God was also working on Sarah. You see, beloved, just like when women go to the hairdressers to get ready for the adult prom, putting their crowns into the hands of miracle workers, and come back home looking like a new woman, God, the master crafter, does the same thing, not only with our hair, but with our whole lives. Thank you, God. For God revealed in Genesis 17:15, and God said unto Abraham, as for Sarai thy wife, thou shalt not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall her name be. Beloved, in Hebrew, Sarai means ruling body or princess. God said that name no longer fit this wife of Abraham. Instead, her name was to be Sarah. Beloved, in Hebrew, Sarah means ruling body or princess. Beloved, Sarai and Sarah meant the same thing, but Abraham and everyone else were no longer called Sarai, Sarai, because God had renamed Sarai, Sarah. Why? Why would God go through all of this trouble? Why, beloved? If anybody met Abraham, they would say, I thought your name was Abram. If anybody met Sarah, they would say, I thought your name was Sarai. And Abraham and Sarah would have to tell them, that was before I was impregnated. Became pregnant with a heavenly child in the form of the promises of God. Well, beloved, while Abraham had gotten his blessings, God revealed that God had blessings for Sarah too in Genesis 17, 16. And I will bless her and give thee a son also of her. Yea, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her. Beloved, I want to say something directly to the men. Those currently married and those considering marriage at some point in their life. You should strive to be a man worth marrying. Amen. By being a man who God can bless. And what you will find is that God will not only bless you, but, somebody say but. But, somebody say but. But, somebody say but. God will also bless your wife too. So that she will also be a blessing unto you. Men, I speak what I know. You see, my brothers, my wife, Cynthia, was a beautiful bride on August 22nd, 1992. And my wife, Cynthia, has been a beautiful wife and mother, a brilliant wife and mother, a bold wife and mother, and a blessed wife and mother ever since. As I have sought to be a blessing unto God, my wife, my help me, my boo thing, has been that much more of a blessing unto me too. Men, take a moment to celebrate the beautiful, brilliant, bold, and blessed women in your lives. Wife, girlfriend, mother, sister, whoever. Give them a hand clap of praise. It ain't Mother's Day, but give them a hand clap of praise right now. Give them a hand clap of praise right now. Thank God for them right now. Celebrate the women who God has put in your life and continue to be amazed at how God uses them to be a blessing in your life. And when you think about it, you just might find that it is ridiculous that God will bless you like that. That it is comical that God will bless you like that. That it is hilarious that God will bless you like that. For Abram had heard, he heard God, listened to God, and thought about what God said. And in Genesis 17, 17, then Abraham fell upon his face and laughed. And said in his heart, shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah, that is 90 years old, bear a child? Beloved, Abraham could not believe that God would be that good to him at this point in his life. But let me see if you agree. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. I said, can't nobody do me like Jesus. Why? He's my friend. Beloved, has God been so good to you, too good to you, amazingly, ridiculously, wondrously good to you that you actually have to laugh sometimes about how good God has been to you? And then, beloved, while we try to walk faithfully with God, hear me right, we sometimes get in God's way. You see, beloved, Abram and Sarai, before they were Abraham and Sarah, decided to help God out with a child with Sarai's handmaid, Hagar, a son named Ishmael. As if God didn't notice already, Abraham brought it up. In Genesis 17, 18, Abraham said unto God, oh, that Ishmael might live before thee. God, I know that you're going to heal me, but if you don't mind, can you just do it my way? God, I know that you're going to provide for me, but if you don't mind, can you just do it my way? God, I know that you're going to send me the right person, give me the right friends, help me to flow, grow, and glow, and be in the know. But if you don't mind, God, can you just do it my way? Beloved, I have not been in your private prayer closet, so forgive me if I'm stepping on your toes and feel like I'm all up in your kitchen. But have any of your prayers sounded like those things? Like you are praying to the have it your way God, like you drive through at Burger King? Or do you pray like Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane? Not my will, but your will be done in my life. You see, beloved, no matter how you pray, know that God's will shall be done, as God revealed to Abraham in Genesis 17, 19. And God said, Sarah, thy wife, shall bear thee a son indeed, and thou shalt call his name Isaac. And I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him. Beloved, all of this happened when Abram and Sarai stop looking back at being Abram and Sarai, as God revealed to them that they, Abram and Sarai, needed to stop looking back, as God gave them new names, Abraham and Sarah. Beloved, the new names, although meaning the same as the old names, were given by God to fulfill the new promises from God. Beloved, Abraham had to stop looking back. Even at 99 years old, at his life as Abram, because God gave him new life with his new name, Abraham. Beloved, Sarah had to stop looking back, even at 89 years old, at her life as Sarai, because God gave her new life with her new name, Sarah. Beloved, it was time to stop looking back, because God had given them a new name. Beloved, when God calls you into a new life, God may not change your name, but God may very well change what your name means. How? Through forgiveness, through salvation, and through redemption. You see, beloved, when you are forgiven for your sins, your name changes. Who you were is no longer who you are. You see, beloved, when you receive salvation for your sins, your name changes. Who you were is no longer who you are. And you see, beloved, when you receive redemption for your sins, your name changes. Who you were is no longer who you are. And so, beloved, although your name does not change, your name changes. For I am redeemed, bought with a price. Jesus has changed my whole life. If anybody asks you just who I am, tell them I am redeemed.
Thank you for tuning in to the radio broadcast of Zion Memorial Missionary Baptist Church with pastor and teacher, Reverend Dr. Randall Cain Jr.
It is our prayer that this message inspires you to further your walk with Christ. For more information about Zion Memorial Missionary Baptist Church, go to our website, zmmbc.net, or call 336-725-7390. We live stream our services on our Facebook page. Just search for Zion Memorial Missionary Baptist Church page. Zion Memorial Missionary Baptist Church is located at 101 North Dunleith Avenue in Winston-Salem. Be blessed and continue to further your walk with Christ.